irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell Jackson. How are you guys?
I was waiting for you, Taj.
I know you were.
You were waiting for me. What's up, T?
Nothing much. How are you guys?
What's up, everyone?
Doing great.
All the listeners.
Everyone's doing good, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're good.
Very good. Very good. We are live on the Power of Love show. If you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We are going to actually open up phone lines immediately.
Ooh.
Yes. We're opening up immediately to call in the number, Taj. Do you know it? No.
No.
323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. You can always do Twitter, right, Terrell? Who would want to do Twitter? Who would want to tweet?
The people. Well, there's people that are shy and don't like to call in.
Okay.
Or they can't, you know, they can't call in.
Okay. So for you, there's Twitter. Everyone could do Twitter, right? And that handle is at DDJ Foundation. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives, and we've been impacted by it. We've learned from it, and we want to share our opinion to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. But saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely on us. Just rely on us.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Do not rely on us. Just don't rely on us.
Yeah, yes. Only on us.
It's kind of like that Trump screw up on the words, right? Talk real quick before we get into
it. Oh my gosh.
I have to ask. Yeah. Was that an honest mistake?
No. No. They spent a day thinking about the excuse. Like they went, they actually went to the situation room, which is the room where they talk about war and all that stuff, to find a response. Mm-hmm. So basically, they probably went over and they're like, I think the public might buy this one. That's this excuse.
You sound pretty confident. I saw earlier today, there's a tweet from Richard Marx, the singer.
Oh, yeah, I love
did
that.
Did you see
one.
That one?
Yeah, I love that.
It was great. What did he say? I misspoke. Yeah. I meant to say,
I wouldn't do anything for you.
Yeah, so great. So classic. But it's going, that tweet's going viral. But yeah, something seems off.
Well, it's not only that, it's everything he said before and after that.
In context.
With his own mouth. So that's a thing.
Okay. So, I mean, we don't talk much about politics, but that's a big thing that's going on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It affects people's lives.
It definitely does. Definitely does. And both sides, both political sides, Democrats and Republicans, were really
very
upset.
Hard on them. Yeah.
Which they should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Terrell, how was your week?
My week was okay.
Anything exciting? I have to say, Terrell, you've been dieting and eating. You look good, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You look good. I'm proud of you.
You got a big water bottle right there.
Yeah, I've been doing a gallon of water a day.
He might have to leave.
And I actually went to the gym earlier and I left. I probably was like less than a gallon or less than a liter off.
Yeah.
And I left the water thing there. So this is the,
you're doing well,
the remainder of my liter.
Good. Proud of you, man.
You're doing good.
But it's been all right. It's a little difficult at
times. How many weeks have you been doing that?
Not that long. Day after. Was it July 5th I started.
You can see a big difference though.
Yeah. And you know what? I was going to wait till Monday.
No.
And I remember I just said, you know what? Just start now.
That's smart.
So I started
on Thursday. Not wait.
When would Monday have been?
It would have been, I think, on the 8th or 9th.
No. That's 4 days after you.
Exactly.
Forget that.
So it's like.
Good job, man.
But it's been good.
Good.
Week was good. Not really too much. There's a lot going on in the sports world, but whatever.
Yeah.
I broke my monitor, which was frustrating.
How did you do that?
Because I was just trying to do too much. I was trying to set up too many things in my studio, have too many different setups. And the final thing is I learned I have to simplify.
Yeah.
I had two, three different computers trying to hook up, all be compatible with one another and monitors and all that. So I just got rid of a lot of it.
You know what's so interesting? Simplified. I feel like simplification is something you mature into understanding how important it is and how much it gives you, and you know, it kind of frees you up.
It definitely does, because you're trying to manage too much otherwise.
But here's the thing. I feel like kids these days, they live very simply. they don't hold on to anything. They don't, because it's all in their phone. So they're not going to, I don't know if they're going to really need that simplification type of
mentality.
They're almost lesson. The opposite.
They're already starting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't hold on to anything. They're not really attached to anything. As long as they got their phone, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, for us, we are hoarders in a sense, and we're learning the power of that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. For me, it was transitioning over from a Mac Pro to a MacBook Pro.
Mm.
So using a laptop to run everything versus an actual desktop.
Yeah. Todd Jackson, how was your week?
It was great. I started right after the show last week. I went to the fetal anatomy scan for my wife, Tiana. So obviously we know that the baby's a girl and all that stuff, but it was great to see.
Like, you got the 3D?
Yeah, the 3D stuff in terms of them making sure everything's okay. And so that was really...
And all went well.
All went well. Very exciting. Baby's super active, so I already know. Come out.
You got your hands
not like you. I mean, that's not from your side.
No.
That's good.
Well, she's either active or she's dancing. So I'm hoping she's dancing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. And obviously.
Yeah. For me, it was my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
I told Francis about 6 months ago, I don't want to do a thing. So if you're planning or want to plan a surprise, do not. I'll be very upset.
Yeah.
Well, Taj and I, we had this big thing that we were going to do.
Yeah.
Right. We had all your friends come in. She said, you know, to cancel it.
I'm sure. And obviously, I wouldn't have been that upset, but I really just wanted to
chill. Why is that? Because I did the same thing on my 40th.
I just
want
to chill. Yeah. It's just a day for me to be, for me, where I get to just...
Well, how do you feel?
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel the same. I don't feel any different. My body's been aching, but I don't think that's obviously attached to the 40, but my body's been kind of, I don't know. But I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy, and I'm excited to be here on the show with you guys. On the way here, we don't have a guest, but we are discussing what kind of topics we could discuss. And Terrell, you came up with the idea of kind of just going over and talking about what we've learned by doing the show. We're a little over halfway through the year, and I think for any callers, but we'll also share some things we've learned over the almost 2 years of doing the show. So. That's our show. If you want to call in and contribute and talk about what you've learned, how you've grown, what mistakes you've made, what progress you've made, please feel free to share with us and our listeners.
Can I expand it a little too?
Yes, please.
Also, since we're halfway through the year, if there's a New Year's resolution that you made during the beginning of the year that you now have to readjust, or maybe you are just completely off in terms of where you thought you were going to be, or if you hit it. If you're on track, I would like to know that too.
Okay.
And I'm expand it one more time.
Ooh. Yeah.
Also, if there's areas, I mean, we've all grown. Hopefully everyone listening has grown as well. But if there's areas that you're still needing to work on, some of us have reached some of our goals and others are still struggling. And that's okay too. So if you have areas that you need to work on and want to share that, that's helpful.
Very good. So helping is what we're all about. Mm-hmm. Open phone lines, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Share with us what you've learned, what you're going through, mistakes you've made, great things you've done, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
With that said, I think we should start with what we've learned. Do either one of you guys want to go first with what you've learned? Either in the course since 2018 or from doing the show.
Everyone's looking at me. I'll start, I guess. I mean, for me, this show has been great because I was someone that internalized everything, especially when it came to pain and to the death of Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was someone that didn't like to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you think that's changed?
I've been forced to talk about it in a good way, though.
Okay, you're saying in regards to Mom's passing.
I realize that I don't mind talking about it if I feel like I'm helping others.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more of like when people are like, you need to talk about your problems. You know, like when people come to me, like just saying it's not healthy, you have to talk about it. It's harder for me to do that than if someone said, if me giving advice to other people or talking in terms of it happened to me, this is what I went through.
You feel like there's more of a purpose.
Yeah, more of like, and I remember with Heather, one of my really good friends, when Mom passed, she approached me that way with her, in terms of that, this has happened to me, and I know what you're going through. And that was like, that eased it up for me. So I understood that. So yeah, this has been very therapeutic. I know we always say that.
Yeah.
But for me, especially because I'm kind of like to myself, reserved in that way.
How has it changed this show and doing the show? How has it changed how you handle death to going forward? Like when losing grandpa.
Like losing grandpa, like that's which is a perfect scenario in terms of that. Well, in my head, things that we've learned on the show kind of replay as I'm doing stuff. But also, it's also in my head, everyone deals with grief differently. So just with our family members, it was like everyone dealt with it differently. But yeah. Everyone was all in sorrow and pain. But it's just how do you deal with it? Yeah. And so, I don't know. I think for me, it was very refreshing to have all those tools, I would say, yeah. In terms of that, like just all these different viewpoints, just from the guests that we've had, just hearing their stories and seeing how they've dealt with it, because everyone deals with it differently.
Yeah.
And so I really kind of cherry picked everything in terms of talking to family members about it, kind of not reassuring, but making them feel okay, but then also making me feel okay. So it just felt great having those tools, and I'm appreciative of the show because of that. And hearing the listeners talk about it too,
yeah,
you know, is always super helpful because I hear it from a different vantage point.
I completely agree. I think that doing the show, you would know how many episodes.
We're close to 100. I think we're three away.
Really?
We're three. Yeah. I think this is, I know it's either our 96th or 97th show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So with 96, 97 shows, you're going to change. So, you know, we're almost 50 minute shows where we've been privileged to learn a lot about grief, loss, and hope and, you know, and all those things. And I got to say, I mean, Terrell, I think we've talked about it. This show has been incredible for me. I've learned the importance of connection, of connecting with others. It's just very interesting. When people go through loss, even people that aren't, if it's not my loss, the first thing I'm trying to do is to do some type of connection. That's the thing I've kind of learned to do. I've never done that in the past. I've always been scared. Scared may be the wrong word, but I've always been like hesitant to say something because I didn't want to say the wrong thing or to do something. But I've learned that you have to just be yourself and just connect and listen.
What haven't you, like when you said that, because I know you've learned a lot and I've learned a lot, but there's been things that I've learned not to do in terms mm-hmm. of too. Like what have you learned not to do in terms of comforting?
Not people? To do, what have I learned not to do?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Doing nothing.
Okay. Good one.
Which is something I would do.
Yeah.
And it's not because I didn't like someone or love someone or didn't want to be there for someone.
You were scared.
Yeah. It's just I didn't know what to do.
You didn't know what to say.
You didn't know what to say. So it's one of those where if I just say nothing, I can't screw up too bad. But in reality, that's the worst thing you can do. Just being present. Even if it's a text message, I think, a phone call, text message, a hug. And I've said it so many times on the show, that Uncle Jermaine hug. I don't even remember if he said anything. But just being able to do just something to connect with someone who's going through a loss or who's grieving is an important thing to do. So that's the main takeaway I think I've learned. And I would urge all of our listeners, if you know someone going through a loss, and it just doesn't have to be the death of a loved one. It could be, you know, the loss of a job. It could be loss of a pet. It could be, you know, loss of, you know, possession of a house. So just make sure you are there for your friends and your loved ones and just reach out. Just say, just want to see what's going on, or have you seen this new movie? I thought about you. Mm-hmm. Just anything like that can open the most important dialogue for your person who's struggling, you know, because they need that connection.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of amazing guests on the show.
Yeah.
And each one has been special, and I've learned from each one. For me, I think my growth is just being more involved. Like you, I would be hesitant and I would distance myself. Now, after doing the show and talking and listening to other people speak, I'm more involved and I'll reach out to people because I know now that that's what's needed. just to simply let someone know that you're there for them, or, you know, that you're available for whatever they want, whether it's to talk, whether it's to hang out, just being that outlet or that extra branch for them is important. And I think there's been, you know, I've experienced lost with our friend David, Grandpa, obviously. And I think I've handled the situations differently, and comparing, you know, as I get older, I don't want to say it's getting easier, because it's always difficult. I think I'm just having the knowledge now of how to navigate better.
Yeah.
Not perfectly, but better, you know, and some of it is still challenging for me. I think with Grandpa, I think Bryce not knowing it was very helpful for me. Because that's my son, and I'm the father. So in some ways you're supposed to know what to do and help the child. But in this way, it's like there was no fear on Bryce's side of seeing Grandpa, or, you know, or holding his hand or anything. So
he didn't have any fear.
No, he wanted to see Grandpa. He wanted to hold his hand. He asked questions about him. He was just everything, you know, and I've never seen, a person when they were dead, you know.
Yeah.
It's always been closed casket for me, and Bryce wanted to see Grandpa, and looking back, I'm happy I went with him. You know, that was my first time seeing someone. And
what made, is it because you were his parent and you felt?
Yeah, it was because I was his parent. And, you know, it some of it was like, if it's okay for him and he wanted to, then I'll go for him. And it's not that I didn't want to. It's like I always wanted to. I just couldn't. I don't know if it was a fear thing, or I don't know. It's just like when I heard Grandpa was ill, I wanted to see him, but I didn't want to see him. You know, it's just not being strong enough to make
you
that
didn't
move.
Want to see him that way.
No.
Yeah.
But I did. I wanted to go. I knew I should go because I wanted to say things to him. I wanted to see him. I wanted to be there for him. I wanted him to know, you know, how much he's done for me. And I wanted those things. So I wanted to go, but I was just too, I didn't want to see him in that condition. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy I went.
Yeah.
You know, whereas before, even doing the show, I don't even know if I would have gone, unfortunately.
Right. What do you mean even doing the show?
Had we not had this show, I don't think I would have made that move.
I agree with you. There's a lot of things.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. You know? And I don't think we would have, I don't want to say pressure, but I don't think we would have reconfirmed to Pops to go, like we because he had the same reservations we all had,
yes
in terms of not wanting to see his dad that way and whatever. But I think we all knew inside that it's like we should be there.
And
Pops is just, he's one of the strongest guys I know, so it's like, you know,
it's been a blessing. We have a phone call, so who's joining us on the Power of Love?
Hello guys. It's Marlene from France.
Hi, how are you?
Do you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. How's everything going?
I'm very fine. I'm glad to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you.
Yes.
Good to speak
congratulations to you. On the World Cup.
Yes, big congratulations to the French for their dominating
reign.
You guys are the kings of football. So congratulations.
Yeah, that was great. So great for the country, you know. We need it. We need it.
It was great. Okay, so what do you got for us?
I wanted to share a bit of my life because the topic is really speaking to me.
Yeah.
What made me grow in life is actually my son. Because he has difficulties with ADHD and dyslexia. It's an issue to be focused on things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he really helped me in life because I was an abused child. So I really wanted a perfect life, a perfect family, perfect child. And then this wonderful boy came in my life. Mm-hmm. And he's exceptional. You know, he has disabilities, but he's really smart. And just he learned me to adapt. And it's a really nice gift in life.
Wow.
He learned me to enjoy everyday simple and beautiful things and small victories.
Oh, I love that.
And that's a great lesson.
That is a great lesson. It's a very important lesson that many don't understand and learn till quite late in life.
Yeah.
I love how you said...
Yeah, I can't hear you. Can you...
Oh, you can't.
Louder, please.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying it's a great thing that what you've learned. Many people don't get to learn that until quite late in life.
Yeah.
And I loved how you said it allows you to adapt. That's a very powerful way to look at it, and that's the right way to look at it. You know, no one is perfect. All of us have little things, and I think the way you said it is beautiful. You know, and for any parents who are dealing with any situation or anybody who's dealing with any situation, you got to see the positive side and what it's doing to you as a person. And I love how you said
always.
That.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. You have to see the positive side and believe in your child, because at school it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Some teachers don't know this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to explain, you have to, it's a big battle, big, big battle, but
burden.
It's okay, and we are happier now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for the phone call, and thanks for sharing and chiming in, and we are coming
thank
out.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry for my bad English.
Oh, it's good.
You have amazing English. I was actually thinking that while you were speaking.
Very, very good English. So no worries. And we're out there September 1, so we'll hopefully see you out in
Paris. Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Cool.
I'm looking for it. We'll see you.
All right, well, take care, and thanks for joining in.
Take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we have another. We're going to have, I think, a lot of phone calls, so I'm just going to keep answering. Is that cool?
Okay,
who do we have on the Power of Love show?
Hi, this is Maisha.
Hi, Maisha. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Good. Doing good. What do you got for us?
So we're talking about, you're talking about New Year's resolutions. That was one of the topics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I generally don't make New Year's resolutions. I make a goal and I execute because, we all know that talk is cheap, and, I don't believe in doing a lot of talking. I don't believe in talking about it, but I believe in being about it. So one of my goals is to trying to become what I want to attract.
Ooh.
And
some next level stuff here.
I would probably say law of attraction. Right?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I
love it. So
my eyebrows perked up when you said that.
What's that?
My eyebrows perked up when you said that. So you're talking my language. Oh. Keep going.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm not these things already, but I just want to become more of these things, just becoming more kind, more loving, more helpful, more understanding, because those are the types of things that I want to introduce into my life.
Beautiful.
And one of the other things that I had to do was I had to look at my life and look at the people in my life, because everybody that's on your team isn't necessarily in your corner. So unfortunately, I had to mow my lawn and get rid of a lot of the snakes in the grass. Which was painful.
Maisha, you're a reader.
Pretty difficult.
Am I right?
I'm sorry?
Are you a reader?
I didn't hear you.
Do you read a
Am
lot?
Am I a what?
Do you read a lot?
Not really.
No, she's just naturally,
when I can.
She's just naturally gifted like that.
You're speaking some serious
some poetry,
knowledge here.
Yes.
It's all wonderful stuff. It's got to come from some source. Is this from another person who's kind of?
Why can't it be from her? Why can't she just be naturally gifted?
She can be, but then I don't know. Is it from you, Maisha?
I'm a thinker.
Ooh, okay.
I think a lot, and I evaluate things.
Okay.
What sign are you?
What's that?
What sign are you?
What sign?
She's a
Sagittarius.
Oh, there we go.
It's like the exact opposite, I think. That's December, right?
No, it's November 26th is my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, all right, cool.
Yeah, just hearing you speak made me think of a quote. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read it real quick.
Sure.
Life is like an elevator. On your way up, sometimes you have to stop and let some people off.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Was that Terrell talking?
That's Terrell.
Yeah.
Who was that talking?
Terrell.
That's Terrell.
That was Terrell. Okay. That's a great quote.
Yeah, it was a great quote.
You I like just, that.
You, I saw the
but
a
I,
few
I
days
am,
ago. But.
I am I'm loyal to a fault, unfortunately. Like, I let a lot of things go that I shouldn't let go as far as how people treat me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had to really – that was starting to affect my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to affect the way I responded to people, and I didn't like that.
Yep.
So I had to let some people go, and it's so funny because sometimes you try to hold on to people and God's trying to get them out of your life.
Yes.
And I had to recognize that, and I had to respond in the appropriate way in order to free my spirit from negativity and,
have you been
you know,
doing
people
that?
Just...
Have you been letting people go, like... Have you been X-Men?
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
Yeah, but, well, I feel a lot better, but it's not like I'm not the type of person that would be confrontational and say, you know, we can't be friends anymore. I don't want you in my life. I'm not like that. I just distance myself.
Yeah, you slowly let them go.
So, yeah. So people would be like, you know, we don't hang out like we used to do, or you don't call as much. And, you know, that's how I distance myself. And then they kind of get the picture.
Yeah.
And it naturally flows that way because that's the way it's supposed to happen. So I just organically let it happen. I'm not necessarily upfront.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. I can't be mean. Like, I can't be mean.
No, yeah. It's not,
that's really hard for me to be that way. But
if it's not you, it's not you.
I just kind of organically let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If it's not you, it's not you. And I think there's ways to do things and not have to be mean, you know? I love your approach of making sure... I love your approach of making sure you're being what you want to attract. I think that was very profound, and I think that's going to serve you incredibly well in life. So Dr. TJ over here just tells you.
To oh, there's a new doctor.
You know,
doesn't
but that's
even sound
beautiful.
Right.
It doesn't, right? No, it doesn't.
Dr. TJ.
No, because the doctor's last name
follows.
Usually,
yeah.
And TJ's not a last name, that's why. But I think it's beautiful what you said, you know, and that mentality is huge, and it's going to serve you really well.
Yeah. I think we just have to be careful to not, you know, especially if you are so nice that you let the wrong people around you, it's just recognizing it, which is what you said you did, but also if you absorb their negative energy, that's the thing that's very toxic. Is
right.
You know, you don't even know you're absorbing it. It's just around you, but
right, it happens subconsciously. Exactly.
If you're a sensitive person, it's like a foul smell. You know,
just
by being next to it, you might attract some of that. It might follow you around for a long time. Yeah. So.
Well said. All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Maisha. Was there anything else you wanted to add? Or anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to say happy belated birthday to you, TJ.
Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
There are a lot of people that love you.
Oh.
There's a lot of love out there. There's a lot of people that love you. I thought that was really beautiful. How many people. And I love what your wife did. That was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Her post was beautiful.
Oh, yes, it was. It was. And I have to say, I'm very blessed and fortunate. I have an amazing family and friends and so many people around the world that are love and support me. And so to each and every one of you, thank you. And thanks for mentioning and thanks for the belated happy birthday wish, Maisha. Thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much.
One more thing.
Yes.
Terrell,
mm-hmm.
continue on what you're doing.
Thank you.
You inspired me. You inspired me to lose 40 pounds a couple of years ago. So thank you for that. And now it's your turn.
That's right.
I'm on my way. That's great.
I have to say.
Now it's your turn, okay?
I haven't seen. Has it been 2 weeks? No, it hasn't been that long since I've seen you, Terrell. Has it?
No, I saw you a week ago at least.
Okay. But you look good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Since the last time I saw
you. Yeah.
Yeah. You look good, man.
Yeah, so that's your challenge, Terrell. Now you have
no,
to.
No, I'm staying
with
it. I feel good.
You've heard it from
that's your motivation.
Yep.
And it's not about what you look like. It's about how you feel inside.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I started, because I'm not happy with the way I felt. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You got to feel good.
So that's the goal, is to feel better.
Yep.
Not what you look like, but how you feel.
100%.
Well,
that's all I got for you guys.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Absolutely. Have a good rest of your week.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
What a nice phone call.
Great call.
Yeah.
Great energy. Great.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah. You guys want to keep taking calls? Or you
sure.
Want to
yeah.
You want to take another? All right. You got to take another one. All right. Who is with us on the Power of Love show?
This is Tiffany in Texas.
Tiffany in Texas. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing great.
Good. What do you got for us? What have you either learned from the show or we're talking, I guess, Taj out of the New Year's resolution? Just talk to us. What's on your mind?
I'm not even touching the New Year's resolution because I know I've failed spectacularly.
Yeah, okay. But... It's okay.
You still got half a year.
Yeah, you got half a year.
I guess.
Okay.
But as far as what I've learned through being a listener to your show, is that I probably learned to be probably softer hearted and more open than what I used to be.
Good.
Interesting.
Are you basically saying you would kind of shield yourself and close yourself from other people, or in what way?
Yes, I was just like a walking fortress. I had all my walls up and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listening to the show over the last couple of years has been like, you know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be like emotional. It's okay. It's okay to be human.
That's right.
Yes. It is human to be.
That's right.
It is human. Yeah. That's why we can cry. Was there a guest or was it something you... Why am I looking at you, Terrell, for
because
this?
Because it's probably me.
No, I don't know why you're looking at
me. You either said something or you pulled out an answer from someone about why we have eyes and why we cry. We wouldn't have it if it... Something, I don't know.
We wouldn't do it.
We wouldn't do it if we couldn't. Yeah. Do something like that.
God wouldn't allow men to cry.
I don't know if
supposed to.
You said that something or like if something you read. But anyway... I think, Tiffany, me as well, so much, but I think being able to be human, to have vulnerable moments, to have connecting moments with other people, even your quote unquote enemy or someone you're not on, I think all of that is so important, just talking and to not withhold things in yourself, because when you're withholding things in yourself, it's just bubbling up and it's really just affecting you. You know, so get whatever's
right.
on your mind out. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not, if you don't want to be direct to someone, writing it out, writing a song or a poem about it, that's a way of getting it out. So that's something I've learned. And I kind of hijacked your phone call, so I apologize. But I wasn't apologizing to you, Taj.
I know.
But I
trust me,
Tiffany.
I know.
But yeah, Tiffany, go on. Is there anything else? Because I think that was beautiful.
Well, your show has just connected me to so many great people. I know... Taj throws the word community around a lot, and if it hadn't been for your show, I wouldn't have met so many wonderful people through Twitter that I probably never would have even thought of associating with, just the greatest group of girls and from all over the world, just wonderful people who are a really great support system. I mean, anything happens. We have one person now who's going through some family drama, and you know, she has everybody behind her, rooting her, supporting her up. And you know, it's just really been an enriching experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when it started, the main thing in my head was, oh, I'm going to talk to the text. I'm going to talk to 3T. This is going to be awesome. And then, you know, I'm coming from this 2 years later, you know, a different person. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. And it's just been very impactful.
That's so beautiful.
That is wonderful.
That's beautiful to hear. Thank you so much for that, Tiffany.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there anything you guys...
No, I mean, I think that's the beauty of it, because a lot of it is just, and Tiffany said that it's isolation. That's when you're at your most vulnerable, when you feel like it's only happened to you, or this only is because of you in that way. But when there's a community or there's other people you could talk about, you don't feel alone.
Yeah.
And feeling alone is probably the worst thing you could feel, you know, in anything, because you're your worst enemy sometimes.
Right. It's so strange too, though, because when we're young, we're taught to be leaders. We're taught, you know, don't follow the crowd necessarily, you know, like if everyone's drinking or doing things they're not supposed to do, you have to be the one that doesn't do it. So you're kind of taught to be alone
but taught to be a leader.
There's a difference. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can be a leader and be the originator, but at the same time, you still have to be able to connect with people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Tiffany, anything else?
No, that was just about it. I just wanted to chime in and, you know, throw my 2 cents in.
Well, thank you so much for those 2 cents. Yeah. And Tiffany, on behalf of 3T and the brothers and our whole family, thank you for always supporting us. Mm-hmm, and from, you know, day one, you were listening and supporting. So you helped build this to what it is. Yeah. And we are greatly thankful and appreciate your
support. You're welcome.
All right.
All right.
Have a wonderful rest of the week. Yep. What part of Texas again are you in?
I am in Beaumont.
Beaumont.
It's she's a little, like, it's about 100 miles from Houston.
100 miles from Houston.
Oh, man.
And it's a very nice town. They have very nice venues where you guys can play concerts.
Okay. Hey, maybe. Yeah, I'm laughing, Tiffany, by the way, because Todd is saying, he's acting like you and saying, how many times do I have to tell you? Because I know you've told me that so many times on the show. But I will remember Tiffany from Beaumont.
It is funny because when I met your father and your uncle, I said I was from Texas, and all three of them said in complete unison, "Oh, you're from Houston." And I was like, "No, sir, I'm from Beaumont."
What do they think? How do they know? Where do they come up with Houston from?
I thought it was from you.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But all right, Tiffany, we're going to let you go. We're going to answer another call, but thanks again for all your support.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you too. Okay. Well, maybe this will be our last one, then we'll wrap up. But who do we have on the Power of Love show with us?
I am Sarah from North Carolina. New caller.
What is like going that. On, Sarah? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm with my 4-year-old nephew.
Awesome.
He's hammering the porch while I talk to you guys.
I love it. What?
He is. Yeah.
No. Go ahead. Tell us about him. What were you going to say?
Oh, it is right. I can't have children of my own due to some, you know, issues of mine in my body. And so I have raised my 12-year-old niece and 4-year-old nephew for, you know, my fiance's sister, because she works and I was in pain due to her, the childbirth. And
good,
so
for you.
More than 10 years I've been... So, you know, watching these children like they're my own.
That's
wow,
right.
That's great.
Sweet. I love that. Sarah, what do you got for us? What did you want to say? Is there anything that you've learned from listening? Any New Year's resolution?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've been listening for a while. And just like Tiffany, I'm pretty much, I don't set resolutions. I set goals, mm-hmm. which I achieved. I went back to school.
Nice. Yes.
Back to high school, back to college. And I'm in culinary arts.
Good for you.
So I can cook a lot, or I try to cook a lot, because I've been very taught in my childhood. My mom always worked.
That's
and
great.
She definitely tried her best, but it's more of a culture that they're associated with males than females. So I wanted to learn to cook, so I went back to college for culinary arts, and so far, it's fantastic.
What's your best dish?
I'm sorry?
What's your number one dish?
Oh. right now, spaghetti.
All right.
Okay. Can you do chicken parmesan?
but I'm learning to make my mom's rice and beans and chicken. I know how to cook chicken, and I'm learning how to cook steaks, so slowly but surely, so I can feed you guys.
Good for you.
Love it.
Good for you. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Sarah?
Yeah, I believe setting a goal rather than resolutions helps out helps you out more than
that's true.
More than usual, because resolutions, you're trying hard to put that resolution out, like losing weight or going by the church or, you know, being a good person, where goals, you set your mind to it.
Yeah, it's more
definite. You set your mind to it.
Yeah.
And that will definitely what gets me.
I love it.
Every time, because I'm back to school and spend time with these lovely kids.
Yeah.
Is definitely a spot on
thing to me. And I'm also in an intimate technology degree course in concert sound and lighting.
Oh,
so I can do your venues for you.
Yes.
Love it.
Very cool.
That is.
Yeah. Well, and Taj, I'm a Leo too.
Yes.
What's your birthday?
Terrell's a Leo too, even though he. Yeah, he's a Leo.
Oh, yeah, he is. July 28th is my birthday, so it's coming up.
So she's in my month, but she's your sign.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Terrell's all that.
What happened?
Even I said Terrell's a Leo, even though and I faded off and he got Even though it's faded off, that's what you said?
All right, Sarah, well, thank you so much for your support, and thanks for calling in for the first time. Mm-hmm. We hope to hear your voice more. And
little man's building that porch. I like
it. Someone's been going to work over there, which I love.
Yeah.
we have a new architect.
Yeah, and also, one more thing. You guys, the show has been coming in and out. I guess it's technical issues with maybe the sound wave or something on the radio. But other than that, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, well, we'll take a note of that.
Recording is
We'll take
a podcast. Okay.
Thanks for letting us know, Sarah. Yeah. And Sarah, you have
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You
have
too.
A good week.
Take care.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So sweet. I'm happy she called.
Yeah. First time
and you know, for everyone else who's listening out there and scared to call, we understand, but just do it. No, it's an accomplishment.
Make it, a goal.
Don't make it a resolution, like Sarah said.
What's the main difference between
them? I think the goal, there's a definite, it's more specific.
It's more of a
I think
your eyes are
resolution,
more on the target.
I'm going to lose weight. A goal, I'm going to lose 15 pounds by September 15th.
Okay, so resolution's more general.
I think so, in my opinion. And I think a goal, you have a definite aim, you're aiming for something definite, and you have usually a target date.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think we'll take one more phone call, and I just answered it. So, who is joining us on the Power of Love?
Hi, guys. It's Meredith. I said I better get all my calls in before I go back to work.
Okay, Meredith, right, how are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing okay. I was listening to you guys' topic, and of course, mainly the show has definitely helped me, as I stated in earlier shows, to deal with the process of my mom being in hospice and then the process of when she passed away. And I think the last time I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago, one of you had asked me about, do I ever talk about it or how have I handled it? Well, yesterday I think was the first day that I really, really cried. I mean, it was awful just realizing I didn't know, what stage of grief, I guess they would consider it, because I was blaming myself for maybe not doing enough. And then I went back to thinking of sitting with her in the hospital and wondering, should I have taken her to the hospital or should I let her stay at home? And so it was very difficult, but I do start thinking about some of the things that your guests say and know that, you know, it's all a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm realizing it's really, really not easy at all. I don't talk about it too much because it is hard. And when I do talk about it, I do feel like I'm going to break down. But I couldn't even believe I told my daughter this morning, like, oh, yes, last night was a very, very hard night for me. But I appreciate the show because I do reflect back on a lot of the things that your guests have said on how to deal with grief and death in different situations. So I appreciate your show for that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
Meredith, I'm curious to know, how do you feel now after you had your breakdown, when you were grieving?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How do you feel now that you had that night where you broke down?
To be honest, I really don't know. It's weird. I think a lot of it has to do with, too, because this is my final week in the home that, you know, my mom stayed with me in, and knowing that I'm leaving the final place that I have memory with her.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's probably the beginning of the process of me finally dealing with it, because I even went back. I was crying over
nobody being there with us when they first told us she had cancer, and it was just me and her in the room. And I wanted to blame people, but then I knew that was stupid. I can't, you know, blame anyone else because they weren't there and people weren't there to help with me taking care of it. I think I was just going through a stage of wanting to blame someone, and then because I kept blaming myself for so long. But I mean, I know it was inevitable. It was going to happen. But when you've been with someone all the years, with my mom, I was 4 years, I didn't live with her. It's just hard to, you know, now I'm moving back to the place that was the only place I lived where she didn't live. So I don't know. I think it's a lot to do with the transition I'm going through right now.
Yeah. Got it.
As you know from listening, you know, you're going to go through these stages and these feelings quite often. They're not going to, you know, sometimes you're not going to be prepared for them. You just got to get through them, Meredith. Time does help, but it's not, you're never going to, as I was corrected on, I'm probably on the 30th show where I said, how do you overcome this? How do you get past this? I don't forget which guest it was, but I think it was some doctor up north mentioned how you don't get over it. You learn to navigate and deal with it. And that is so accurate, you know, because it's been over 20 years since I lost my mother. And I still literally, I think of her every day, you know. And the one thing I have learned from this show that I would strongly suggest you to continue to do is just to continue to talk about it. Even in, like you said, when you told your daughter you had a rough day. I applaud that, not only for yourself to get that out, but also to let your daughter know that it's okay to talk about it. I would suggest, and I don't know if you're doing this already, but finding that person, whether it's a friend, a best friend, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a cousin, to where you could just talk freely. Because the one mistake I think I've passed it now, but something I've always done, and I think a lot of people do, is they try to hold it all within. They try to hold it in and overcome it with, you know, I got to be strong or it's going to go away. You got to get it out. And if you don't have that person or you don't believe you have that person, maybe it's finding some type of group. And if that's not it, then draw or write, you know, but get that out, you know, it's incredibly important. But I applaud you, Meredith. And you know, what you went through is not easy. But just know you're not alone.
Yep. Yeah. I would say really quick too, just always turn that regret, whatever it is, into, something positive in terms of what they would. So honoring them or doing something that they love to do or whatever. Because whenever I regret something that I'm thinking of my mom or my uncle and I'm starting to regret something in terms of I should have done this or whatever, I always turn it into positive energy and say, I'm going to do this in their name or on their behalf. And that sometimes, that usually always helps me.
Yeah. Well said.
Well, I appreciate that, you guys, advice. And like I said, I definitely appreciate the show because it is much needed and it actually is very helpful. Or at least I'm an actual example or a living witness of, since I've been listening to you guys, it helps. But of course, you know, you have your bad days, but you know, I reflect on the different things I learned. But real quick, the one thing that was so true is when I heard you guys say, never tell people, call if you need something, call me if you need something. And I try to make sure I don't do that because you just do it. So now I'm going to that where people say, well, call me if you need something. And I haven't seen those people since February, since my mom died. So I'm thinking, okay, we know they were just saying something. So I agree with you guys.
Yeah.
Don't say that. You should just do it.
That's
do
right.
something. Don't tell someone, turn it around on them where they need to call you.
That's
come
right.
to them.
That's
so
right.
that was one of the best advice you guys gave.
Oh, wow.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Meredith. We are out of time, but it was a wonderful phone call to end with. And I, you know, again, on behalf of my brothers, we want to thank you for supporting us. And we are with you through this difficult time.
Yeah.
Remember, you are not alone. Just please remember that, okay?
Okay, you guys, take care.
Take care of yourself.
Take care.
Much love to you. What else? Good show.
That was a great show.
Yeah, great callers. And to wrap up, I just, again, on behalf of my brothers, you know, when we first started doing the show almost 2 years ago, we didn't know what to expect. It was our first time doing, we've done many radio shows, but kind of hosting a show and pioneering it. It was kind of mysterious land for us and little fretful. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's used in the right way, but it was
a leap of faith.
Not an easy topic. That's another thing. You know, it's we didn't know how to approach it, but with almost 2 years there, we should have probably saved the show for the 100th show, but it's okay.
We're on 96, by the way.
96. But it's been great, not only for us, but for our listeners. And we want to thank all of you for making the show what it is, as well as the entire Dede Jackson Foundation for supporting us as we do this show. Anything else you guys want to say as we wrap up?
No, we just want to thank the listeners, because although we're here doing the show, they make it what it is. Calling in, supporting. And we're all learning and we're all growing. So we're all in this together. So,
yeah, that's it. Wonderful.
That's it. All right. Well, we will be back next Wednesday from 1 to 2. And we hope you guys found the show helpful. And if so, you make sure you go to ddjf.org. You can donate. You can also just see what we're up to and see if you can help with volunteering and things. Any type of support is helpful. Even helping others become aware and learning of the show is a way to support. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we just want to wish you all the best. Have a great rest of your week. And that's it, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
adios.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the Dede Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.